There's nothing more satisfying than finding the perfect green paint for your living room. Except maybe popping open that can of Valspar Ultra and rolling that first smooth stroke on the wall. And there's nothing more satisfying than admiring your freshly painted wall.
Ooh.
Except maybe peeling off the painter's tape to see those crisp edges. But the most satisfying part of all? Valspar Ultra's price tag, starting at $29.98 a gallon. Affordable, durable, available at Lowe's. Price varies by sheen.
Jared Lucas is the founder of the sustainably focused dog food brand Yum Woof, and they are donating $30,000 of dog food to relief efforts for the Maui wildfire victims. Jared reached out to me a couple of days ago telling me about what they're doing and wanted to have him on the show to talk about it. So welcome, Jared.
George, thank you so much for having me covering what we're doing in Maui, and I'm excited to be here.
Yeah, me too. I appreciate it. So, Jared, tell us a little bit about your personal life, some more about your work, and why it is you're doing what you're doing.
Yeah, certainly. Well, my name is Jared Lucas, and I live in Austin, Texas. And, you know, on a personal note, very big comedy fan, lover of nature. Like, I love hiking, I love traveling the world. That's always been a big part of my life. And, you know, I've had quite the journey. You know, as a daily meditator, that has for about 5 years now, that has really, I think, played a really important part in where I'm at today. Because I like to joke with people that I started out as an evil investment banker in oil and gas, and that actually isn't the part that's a joke. That is true. And but the funny part is that people who knew me back then would probably be surprised to see what I'm doing today. And so, you know, I started out in finance. I eventually moved to New York City, where I started one of the first venture capital backed Bitcoin exchanges. And I ran that there from 2013 to 2016. I eventually figured out that that wasn't going to fulfill me. And so through that whole process and selling that company in 2016 to Kraken, It kind of led to this personal journey where I first realized that all of my skin allergies are actually food allergies. So, like, doctors are shooting me up with all sorts of steroids and stuff. And just turns out if I don't eat nuts, seeds, and eggs, I'm perfectly fine. So, you know, that revelation combined with really starting to feel like, even though tech, I do think, helps the world, I don't think that it helps the world in the most fundamental ways. Like, at the end of the day, people's health and happiness really does rely on nutrition. And so that's what led me into this deep dive after, you know, learning I have these food allergies, really starting to see the importance of nutrition. I ended up doing this deep dive on 3,000 clinical studies since really starting to form Yum Woof. So Yum Woof is my dog food brand that my wife and I run in Austin. And we make all natural, non-GMO air-dried dog food. We have a variety of really cool, nice products. And really, I think one of the reasons people come to us is we use what I've called Coco Mega super fats. And so, like, absolutely no seed oils. We're super anti-seed oils. Our never list of ingredients is very long too. So, you know, everything's low carb, which I think speaks to the fact that we don't use fillers. But all of this has really kind of, I've tried to summarize it in this book that I wrote and launched earlier this year called The Canine Coco Mega Effect. And in that, I really talk about what fats to feed our dogs to help them live longer. And I also kind of zone in on this Coco Mega effect, which has, over the past 3 years, really recent research supporting how combining coconut oil and omega-3s in both dogs and humans have these synergistic properties with each other on the actual, like, biochemical level. So, like, when we eat them both at the same time, all these reactions are happening that result in greater microbiome diversity. So anyone who wants to nerd out on that, feel free to read my book. I go into 162 clinical studies on that topic. But, you know, we've really tried to create our food around that, really tried to perfect it in every way as possible. Some would argue we've over-perfected it. And I would certainly argue that at this point, but, you know, just trying to do the best we can and really follow our passions and my passion. So, you know, now, as you mentioned, this month, we just announced that we are donating $30,000 worth of our dog food to Maui, the Maui Humane Society in particular. And, you know, really, really happy to be doing that. It was kind of a crazy story on how this all happened. Basically, an LA talent manager friend of mine, Irv Gelb, introduced me to Shep Gordon. Irv is super passionate about Maui. And so his kind of passion, I've been to Maui and I absolutely feel a connection to it too. I think almost everyone I meet who has gone to Maui feels this way. Some would argue because it has some of the newest volcanic land on Earth, that there is like a spiritual kind of element to that as well. Definitely an interesting part of it. And, you know, Irv connected me with this guy, Shep Gordon, in Maui. So people who don't know Shep, go watch the documentary Mike Myers did on him called Supermensch. You'll learn how he's been Alice Cooper's manager since before Alice was famous in the 60s up until today. They're still best friends. But this guy like basically moved to LA one day, met Janis Joplin and Jimi Hendrix the first day he was there, and the rest was kind of history. And now, you know, many call him the unofficial mayor of Maui, and he's hooked us up completely. Like, he hooked us up with the foundation we need on the ground. He hooked us up with this company, Roam Maui, that is shipping our food there, you know, something that's not cheap to do. So thankful to have them, because we couldn't have done it without Roam. And so they're going to be carrying our food to Maui on their Boeing 737s. And, you know, we're just really happy to provide high quality food to all these dogs. There are 3,000, at least that we know of, 3,000 displaced dogs on Maui. You know, a lot of them, when you start to see the pictures and hear the stories, there was a big fire out there. So there are a lot of burned paws, a lot of even more serious injuries. And these are dogs who have been displaced from their families. So, you know, we had these people who were living happy dog families on one day, and the next, they don't know if their dog is alive. They certainly aren't there to feed their dog. And so that's the role that we're trying to step in to temporarily play.
Well, thank you for doing that.
It's my pleasure. Well, this whole thing, because I've been spending the last year and a half really trying to figure out what the greater purpose that I wanted Yumwoof and my own personal life to serve. When I'm 80 years old, what do I want to look back and see? And, you know, I've been spending a year and a half really trying to figure this out. And this, you know, I don't like to call myself an environmentalist. I like to call myself a lover of the planet, but I'm certainly concerned about everything that's happening with climate change. And unfortunately, I came to the realization that I can't stop it. So the one thing that I know is going to happen is, as this keeps getting worse, more and more families are going to get displaced along our lifetimes. You know, as ocean levels rise and the majority of humans live near sea level. So, you know, unfortunately, I think it's pretty reasonable to assume that people are going to get displaced for many hundreds of years to come. And so I've put it as really Yumwoof's mission to keep stepping in on that. So this whole thing has inspired me to form the Yumwoof Cares Charity Foundation, which is something that we're going to be doing in the next few months ahead. We're actively working on that right now. And part of the goal that we're going to have there, tying into Yumwoof is continuing to help in these disaster relief situations, predominantly as a cause of climate change.
Makes a ton of sense. So you may have told, you may have mentioned this, why dogs? You could have made any kind of food, Jaren.
You know, the bond that humans have with dogs has been going on for 30,000 years now. I think it's such an important part of my human experience, and 40% of Americans, at least, that's like the percentage of Americans who have dogs. So, and it's not going away. Like, when I left tech, as I mentioned before, I wanted to do something that was in an industry that is always going to be here. In fact, that's one of my real gripes about crypto. That's kind of a whole other conversation, but anyone who, you know, wants to spend an hour with me chatting about that will learn that, you know, I don't like industries that are, kind of like here today, gone tomorrow. I don't like industries that are kind of like based on asset value appreciation. I prefer something where it's serving a basic human need. It's always going to be here. And when you look at, you know, the last 12 or so thousand years of human history, the same basic needs ever since the agricultural revolution are pretty much the same. And dogs have been with us since before that. And so when you look at what humanity has become and dogs' role in that, I think they play a permanent place in our hearts. It's something where any, you know, any dog lover is, knows that there's this bond that we can feel. And the thing is that most dog food out there is absolute garbage. You know, all you have to do is go to Petco or PetSmart, or most veterinary clinics, unfortunately, and you'll see some of these brands like Hill's, Purina, all dry kibble is bad. That's one of the first things I talk about in my book, because we all kind of recognize that it's highly processed. And, you know, anyone who looks into hot extrusion, which is the cooking method, it's like we're pushing food or we are not doing that, but it, you know, Yumwoof uses a much better air drying method. But, you know, the dry kibble manufacturers, they're pushing these ingredients through through these machines, they're grinding machines at high heat and high pressure. And not only does that grind the nutrients down, but it actually oxidizes all the fats. And so my book, being primarily about super fats, as I, you know, these coco mega super fats, well, you know, oxidizing fats is a huge problem because it turns them into free radicals. And so when free radicals essentially tear cells apart, so that's a big reason why so many dogs get cancer these days. It's a big reason why we see so much disease, like even to renal failure. You know, you wouldn't think that like kidney disease might have to do with free radicals and dry kibble, but it absolutely does. And so these are complex topics, but there's a solid reason why feeding our dogs natural food helps them live at least 2 years longer. It always makes me a little sad, disappointed when I'll talk to someone who has a 7-year-old dog and you know, they'll say like, oh, well, he's getting old, and I'll ask what they're feeding them. And it's usually one of these aforementioned brands who have, you know, just not only is it dry kibble, but just absolutely terrible ingredients. So, you know, those same dogs could probably be living 5 years longer. When, you know, I hope to educate more people on that. That's, you know, been a big part of my personal life mission over the last few years. And, you know, but we can take more and more steps. I mean, the step one is just like not feeding our dog dry kibble. The second step is like going towards one of these better cooking methods, low temperature, fresh food, dehydrated food, freeze dried food, or my personal favorite, air dried food. These cooking methods, take away a lot of the problems associated with, just all these vet bills that people have to pay. So those are things that really drive me. They're big reasons why I started the company. I'm, if you know, people can't tell, I'm obviously a huge dog lover. And so I've just decided to follow my passions and do things that are going to fulfill me. And dogs are certainly that.
Well, I appreciate that. You answered a lot of my questions. I was curious about the air drying of food, what the opposite of that is, and that it oxidizes the fats. That's really, really interesting. And I mean, it certainly doesn't surprise me. When I say dog food, you know, I use that as a negative term for all food. It's like dog food because, you know, kibbles or whatever it is, it's absolute crap. And processed food, if I ate processed food exclusively, I would die easily 5 years before I should, if not many, many years before. So why wouldn't my dog?
Yeah, that's really funny you say that, George, because we do kind of talk about dog food as a bad thing. And the funny thing is especially just, I hear this over and over again, people say, you know, I feed my dog better than me. And so you know, maybe in the future, dog food will be considered like, oh, okay, like you're just eating fast food. Like, no, man, you should eat some dog food. Like, let's get healthy here.
Stop the insanity. Have some dog food instead. Maybe. You think? What's the odds on that, Jaron?
I'll work on it. I'll try to push culture in that direction.
Perfect. 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 And I also really appreciate that you're doing your daily meditations for 5 years. And of course, you would think if I'm 80 years old or when I'm 80, looking back over my life, what do I want to have done? So what a wonderful thought exercise, and what a wonderful thing that you're doing of putting your money where your mouth is and your food where dogs who are in need, their mouths are. So how can people help? How can they get involved?
Well, I encourage viewers to please go to yumwoof.com/Maui. We're basically explaining, you know, what Yumwoof's doing there. And then we'll optionally, for anyone who so chooses, have a way for people to donate so that more dogs can keep getting fed there over the next few months. And yeah, I really appreciate anyone who can contribute, participate, or just even help us get the word out. Like, you know, definitely sharing, you know, all of this that we're doing with friends goes a long way in helping us achieve our mission and just getting more dogs fed in Maui.
3,000 dogs is a lot. Do you have a sense of, and y'all have already donated $30,000 worth of food. How many days worth of food is that for 3,000 dogs?
Well, and especially since our food is very high quality, it's, you know, we're going for the nutrition play. And luckily these dogs do have, you know, fortunately there are lower quality options that will maybe fill in any gaps. But, you know, I think that we will really play a substantial part in this first month, that, you know, they'll have our food at the Maui Humane Society. I'm hoping to send 5 times more food there in September. So that's really my mission. I am like doing a bunch of reach out to people to hopefully achieve that. And, you know, $30,000 is it's, you know, I know that I came from crypto in the past, but like that is a lot of money for me. And so for my wife and I, and so, you know, we're doing as much as we possibly can. But we want to, just because like we really set up everything that's needed to get food delivered to dogs, including like getting it flown there. You know, we're really trying to do everything we can to help and just keep getting more food over there.
Yeah, I appreciate it very much. Well, Jaron, thank you so much for coming on. If you enjoyed this as much as I did, show Jaron your appreciation and share today's show with somebody else who appreciates good ideas, who loves dogs and appreciates good ideas. Go to yumwoof.com, woof.com, woof, woof.
It's like, I mean, if they can't remember it now, then I think that's good. But yeah, everyone go to yumwoof.com. I'm Jaron Lucas on Instagram, and shoot me a DM if I can help or you have dog related nutrition questions. I also do 10 nutrition calls every week. So like I talk to pet parents who whose dogs have some of the craziest allergies, diabetes, gut health issues, like all pancreatitis. I mean, the list goes on. But yeah, if you have a dog and you're not quite sure what to do there, and like maybe vets haven't answered it, or like you don't want to pay for expensive vet bills, I can give you some pretty knowledgeable feedback on your dog's nutrition.
Awesome. Well, again, yumwoof.com, YUMWOOF.com/Maui, and then learn all about everything else that Jaron has been talking about, and find a deeper appreciation for the importance of feeding your dog quality food, just like it's really important for you to feed yourself quality food. So again, yumwoof.com/Maui, and I'll link everything else in the notes of the show. Thanks again, Jaron.
Thanks so much, George, for having me.
And until next time, remember, do your part by doing your best.